The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Welcome, everyone, to this wonderful new beginning of Psychic View. Okay, so I want to let you know that starting within the next couple of weeks, Psychic View will be broadcast live, not only on Blog Talk Radio, but also on WWDB-TV, the place that's bringing Vegas to the world. So I'm just letting you know that we have this amazing opportunity. So Psychic View is not only radio, it is also internet TV, starting in the next couple of weeks. So right now, if you have your computer fired up, you might want to switch over to WWDB-TV, and you can see my live broadcast. You'll see my orange cards on my pad right now. And as I'm answering questions for you today, you're going to actually see me turn the cards over for you. So you're going to see the cards now. And then when I'm a little more camera ready, you'll also see me. But right now, you're just seeing the cards because it is Sunday morning, and a lot of us just rolled out of bed to do this. So call-in number for the program is 347-850-1494, 347-850-1494. I'm going to go to area code 928. Hello, 928. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Lorelei. How are you?
Hi, Lorelei. Now, I, because you're my first caller today, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you wonderful. In fact, I jumped up and I was going to run over to my office to turn the computer on, but you got to me first.
Okay, so
congratulations.
Cool,
that is so great.
I know. It's a big deal. Here's the other cool thing is that if you miss tuning in today, all of the programs that I'll be doing live are going to be archived here on WWDB-TV. So there will be a Psychic View channel. And after this program broadcasts, you can go back to your actual call and see me turn the cards over for you. So it's very, very cool. This is going to be an incredibly exciting adventure. And then within the next couple of weeks, you'll get to see me live. So,
oh, that is amazing.
What is your question for me today?
Okay, well, you've been my psychic before, and I love you. I think you're amazing, absolutely life-changing. So I've had this just block. I've you know, been trying to get this project off the ground, and everywhere I go, it's exciting, and it's big, and it's wonderful. And I just keep hitting one big, well, it seems like one big roadblock. So what are the cards? What do you have in store for me?
Okay, so that's a general question. You actually want to ask, what does the future hold connected with my business? What do I need to do about
my
business?
Yeah, with my business, well, both, it's like, yeah, it's both my business and my personal life. I mean, it's like meeting men, it just seems like they're just nothing but a bowl of flaky, frosty cereal. But with my business, it's financing. It's getting the actual molds.
Sweetheart, my beautiful and talented Lorelai. Do you want me to concentrate on business or do you want me to concentrate on romance? Because you get to call in and ask me one specific question. So which do you want me to concentrate on?
Let's concentrate on the business.
Okay. That's the one that I wanted you to concentrate on because I think everything is going to flow out of that. Because I want to tell you, my vibe, when you started talking, my vibe was your business is your introduction to, oh, wow, where do you see your cards? Okay, so when you can, when you're going to be able to replay this program as soon as it's over, all right, and you're going to be able to see the cards that I picked for you, Lorelai. And I want you to notice that the first card that you have is the Lover's card. So here's how you draw the right relationship to you. It has nothing to do with anything but you being disciplined and being yourself. So the first card in your reading is a card called the Lover's. Where you need to be disciplined is you can't go to any sexual energy with this person when you first meet them because we already know you're beautiful and sexy and you've got all that going for you, but you cannot introduce sex early in any relationship moving forward, all right? Then you have this card of you staying very disciplined with what your goals are for work. It's actually sort of being the B word for anyone that's not working for you. Do you see what I mean? If someone is trying to pull from you or take from you, they're the people you want to step back from. Then you have this card of August is the big fall in love with your business month for you. So I am so thrilled that we're now having the video to go with the audio here on Blog Talk Radio and WWDB-TV because you're going to see what I'm seeing. There's also this weird sitting on the fence thing connected with your business. You are supposed to be an entrepreneur, but in a weird way, you're not behaving like an entrepreneur. So you're sitting on the fence between being self-managed and also wanting to get a job. And I know that that's all about money. If you could just get somebody to sponsor you, I don't know if that's a vitamin company. I don't know if it's a club. But what I'm getting is that you're supposed to be an entrepreneur here, and it's saying behave a little more like an entrepreneur. And then your last card is talking about participating with the right people. So you decide who's part of your brain trust and who isn't part of your brain trust. Because if they're not on Team Lorelai, they're not supposed to be anywhere near you. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
So that means that you're going to be letting go of whatever's not working for you. Now, that also means that the best way to turn your life around is to start with gratitude. And I'm going to tell you how this whole TV thing came to be. I got to tell you the history because you're my first caller. It's my program. I got to tell you the history. So way back in 2003, way back, let's go back to 2003, I met a lovely woman named Ricky Cheese. Now, Ricky Cheese does an amazing local Las Vegas program here on WWDB-TV. But Ricky Cheese was the first person who ever put me on the radio. And when I realized that I could do it, that's when everything started to open up for me. Well, Ricky ended up leaving radio and going back into TV, and her adventure is still ongoing. But this is full circle because now we're talking that 15 years ago, and that relationship is still a strong, trusting relationship, all right? Now fast forward to what happened to me last month. So last month I got approached by a reality TV program that they wanted to actually create a TV program for real psychics. And so I sent all of my stuff to them, and then they ghosted me. I didn't hear back from them even after they were going to set up an audition for me. And then I started thinking about, and this is where it applies to you, Lorelai, is I started thinking about who are my resources? Who are the people that I can help them and they can help me in a way that it has nothing necessarily to do with a monetary reward initially, but that it's going to go in that direction. So now I'm asking you, Lorelei, in your brain trust with the people that you're spending time with, who can help you? Who have you helped? Who have you done things for that can now benefit you? See, if you have such an amazing program that you could do this in a very big way, but it starts with gratitude. It starts with you accepting that you are an entrepreneur and big things are coming to you, and that you're about to fall madly in love with your work. And by doing that, falling in love with your work leads you to falling in love with him. And there he is, the soulmate card, the lover's card. My only warning with the lover's card is that usually it's a sexual attraction first and then everything else. I want you to make sure that, yes, you're attractive and beautiful and you got it all going for you, but hold off on the sex because that's when things get muddied. All right, gal pal. Thank you for being my first call today.
I love you. Thank you so much. As usual,
you
hit
too,
the nail
Lorelei.
On the head. Love you too.
All right,
bye.
We'll be talking soon. All right, thanks. All right. Bye. All right. The dial-in number is 347-850-1494. And if you happen to be just tuning in on WWDB-TV, because we're just randomly throwing this up on the internet right now without any advertising, what's also cool about this is that – sorry, I've got to ask my producer, John Stiles, something. John, what did you just say?
Okay. The video
right.
will not be available till tomorrow.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
The audio portion is live now.
Perfect.
The video will be up tomorrow on
okay.
our website.
Awesome. All right, WWDB-TV. So for those of you who I will be answering questions for, tomorrow you'll be able to see what cards I chose for you. You'll be able to re-listen to the program, which is also really cool. All right, so I'm going to go to area code. I'm going to area code 510.
Hi.
Hello, 510. Who's this?
This is Tashi.
I'm sorry. You're going to have to speak up a little. We're kind of new on this. What was your first name?
Tasha.
Oh, Tasha. What's your question for me today?
My question in regard to love, romance.
Okay, you're going to have to repeat the question because I didn't hear it very well.
My question was in regards to love.
To love. Okay. All right, let me see what the cards want to tell you in regard to love. And by the way, tomorrow, if you go to WWDB-TV, you can see the cards that I chose for you. So turning the cards over right now. Oh, wow. All right, so right smack in the middle of your cards is a card that's called Going with the Flow. In traditional tarot, this is the Knight of Cups. This is a Pisces, Cancer, or Scorpio man that is actually coming towards you. He may already be interested in you, but you might be ignoring him. Or you might not think he's the usual kind of guy you're attracted to. And then you have, I'm going to go, and again, you're going to be able to see what I'm seeing when you go on WWDB-TV tomorrow. The angels are guiding you to love, gal pal. It's saying that way that love's going to find you is by you getting into the things that you enjoy. But I want you to get so good at a hobby or something you do for fun that you're almost an expert at it. The reason I say that is a lot of people think that the UPS guy is going to deliver love to their door. And unless it is the UPS guy, that's not going to happen. And you know those UPS guys get that opportunity all the time, all right? So what it's saying is that you have an opportunity to really be in the spotlight by somebody seeing you laugh and have a good time and enjoy yourself. And that's why I'm asking you to get into some sort of hobby that includes both men and women. I don't care what that is. I don't know if it's learning public speaking. I don't know if you join a bowling league. I don't know if it's that you get involved in a hiking or biking or walking group. But it says right here that you've got to find something that you enjoy that benefits you in some way to actually have this guy come into your life. Then you have a card. Now, when you see this card on WWDB-TV, you're going to see a card that's totally black. It's like trying to take a picture of something from an inch away with a Polaroid camera. When you develop the film, what's going to happen is it's going to develop as a just a black little piece of film. It means that you need to back up and look at your five-year plan. So where do you see yourself in 5 years? Do you see yourself married? Do you see yourself in a job that you really like? And also, you actually do well when things are stressful for you. And I got to switch real quick to job. Because any job that would be high energy and a lot to do, and even if that's the hobby where you're learning to juggle a lot of things at the same time, that's how you meet this guy. And this guy, likely to be a Pisces, Cancer, or Scorpio, he is awesome. And that, I think, is the person that you're going to end up spending the rest of your life with. So, all right, gal pal, thanks for the call. Wonderful talking with you.
Thank you.
See you later. Bye. All right. Hold on, I'm getting a little water here. Thank you. Ah, I have to tell you, this is going to be so cool. And, you know, John Stiles, the founder of WWDB-TV and my future producer on this program, is one of those people that has such a creative mind that if those of you out there were ever coming to Vegas and wanted to film your own commercial, you could actually do that. You could do that. You could do a whole Vegas experience. You could bring your gal pals in and do sort of a memory video right here in the studio. So I'm just letting you know. All right, I'm going to go to area code 267. Hello, 267.
Hi, Mona. My name is Crystal.
Hi, who's it?
My name is Crystal.
What's your question?
I'm just wondering what you see happening with my relationship.
Okay, let's see. So remember, Crystal, you can tune in tomorrow on WWDB-TV and see
Absolutely
the cards
will.
That I've chosen, which is, like, way cool. All
yeah,
right.
It sounds cool.
Oh. All right, so I ended up drawing 6 cards for you. It's talking about you have a man right in the middle of your cards next to the Lover's card in the position that I like the Lover's card to show up. The Lover's card, when it comes up reversed, is actually, in my opinion, the best way for that card to come up. The reason for that is because the attraction is more about the whole person. It's an intellectual attraction, it's a spiritual attraction, and it's a heart-based attraction. What I love about that connection is that it's based on all the right things. So if the relationship doesn't have a lot of sex in it, it's actually a better relationship because it's all going in the right direction, all right? But here's your prickly pear, gal pal. You've got this card. It's called the Rebel reversed. It means that you have a tendency to be attracted to the bad boys. You have a tendency to be attracted to men that are not that loving, and you kind of view their detachment as strength. And that's not really where the strength is. The strength is someone that you can actually connect with and be their best friend. So that card's coming up reverse. So it either means that you're tempted by another guy or the guy that you're involved with now wants to be this huge, excuse my French here, big swinging dick success, and he's not there yet. And so because he's frustrated with his own career, it's bleeding over into the relationship with you when it has nothing to do with you. Does that make sense?
I guess in a sense, he moved out probably about 2 months ago.
Okay. So the way, if you want this man in your life, because I'm getting two guys. So he could be this guy that moved out and maybe isn't the one you're supposed to be with. And this new guy that I'm seeing here could be someone you haven't met yet. But I want to tell you, your power month for romance is July, which is only a week away.
Mm-hmm.
So your power month, and when you look at these cards online tomorrow, there's a card, it's called Awareness, and I'm pointing to it right now. It's a card where you burn away the bullcrap in your life and get to what's important. What I really love about this card is it's the card called Awareness, but I want to tell you about the traditional meaning of this card. It is the ultimate politics card. It's the card of you looking at the energies around you right now as though everything is benefiting you and that you're grateful even for the things that don't go quite so well as much as you are grateful for the things that are going well. Because on the heels of this card is talking about no compromise. So I actually think that the two of you weren't getting along that well, and that's why he moved out. I think you might be dodging a bullet, my friend. You might be, Crystal, you might be dodging a bullet here. So what I want you to do, because I want you to karmically make peace with this relationship, what I want you to do is I want you to send him a text and say, you know, I hope everything's going okay. I hope whatever happens that we stay friends. All I want you to do is make peace with that, because if he comes back around and wants to be your friend, then you have a chance with that man. But the man that I'm seeing right smack in the middle of your cards, and he came up for the gal before you, is a Scorpio, Cancer, or Pisces relationship. So the boyfriend that just moved out, when was his birthday?
He's a Virgo.
Okay, I want to tell you something about Virgos. Virgo men are the least likely to marry.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you why. They put their love relationships on a pedestal. And if you don't live up to that pedestal, if for whatever reason that you crumble that pedestal, they can drop you like a hot potato. They are the kings of ghosting people, all right? So what you do, all you do is you be his friend. And that means that after you send that text, hey, you know, I hope everything's going okay. I hope no matter what happens that we stay friends. I wish you well. And you just kind of let it go. But you can't chase him. You can't stalk him. You can't look at him on social media. You can't do that because he will pick up that vibe. What you do instead is you keep yourself open because I think this rebel reversed is your ex-boyfriend. I think this new man right here, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, is coming into your life, and I think that's the love of your life because it's love for all the right reasons, and that you are becoming aware of what's important to you in a relationship and what you really want moving forward. So, all right, gal pal. So make sure you tune in tomorrow.
Thank you. No, I definitely
all right.
will. It sounds so cool. Thank
all right,
you.
Gal pal. Thanks for the call. See you later.
All right,
bye. All right, so I think my next call is an international call because it's got all these numbers and it starts with 919. So I'm going to go right to 919. Who's this?
Hi, this is Anshul from India.
Okay, so you're going to speak a little more slowly so I can pick up your first name again.
My name is Anshul.
Anshul, did I get that right?
Anshul, A-N-S-H-U-L.
Okay. So what's your question for me today?
It's regarding a move.
Your question's about a move?
Yeah, in career.
Oh, got it. Okay. Let's see. All right. So I'm drawing five cards. Now, tomorrow you're going to be able to see the cards that I drew for you on WWDB-TV. So just letting you know.
Okay.
Actually, it's saying there are two things going on here. You cannot feel guilty or upset about the fact that you're finally taking your happiness seriously. So when you look online tomorrow and you see the cards that I'm drawing to you, I'm actually pointing to the cards and why I'm saying certain things to you. You cannot feel guilty about the fact that it's time for you to go after your own happiness and your own success. Because this card is talking about taking your happiness seriously. What's also interesting here is that this is saying, the card I'm pointing to right now is a card that talks about blessings falling on you. And it's time for you to take advantage of those blessings. And it's saying that over the next 6 months, you're about to experience a happy marriage in business that will also either solidify or bring you a new love relationship. So not only is this move absolutely essential to you in order for you to have the success that you really want to have, you need to give it a six-month window, a six-month time period for it to be a success. And when you join this company, make sure it's about how we are all doing everything, not how just you are doing everything. That it is about participating with you and everybody involved. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think this is a huge success. What it's saying is that it's important for you to celebrate the fact that you're finally ready to take your happiness and your business and your success seriously, because right in the middle of the cards is this card called success. And it's saying that you get to, in 6 months, get to go back and talk to your family about all the strides that you've made in business, and that it's about time. So I hope that's helpful. Thanks for your call today.
Thank you.
All right, so I'm going to take a break real quick. I'll be right back.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything. What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
All right, you guys, welcome back. I want to let you know that this is a pretty darn exciting opportunity here. You're going to be able to watch this program live once a week. I'm going to still replay the program on Sundays at 9 a.m., but we're going to be doing the program live moving forward on Tuesdays at 12 noon Pacific time. So the program will air between noon and 1 p.m. on Tuesdays moving forward, and probably starting soon, within the next 10 days or so. So very, very excited about this opportunity to work with WWDB-TV. And WWDB-TV also has a YouTube channel. So every broadcast is going to also be featured on the YouTube channel. So all you have to do is remember the date that you called in, and then for the rest of history, you could look and see what your reading was all about, and you can see the cards that I'm picking for you. So it's just super exciting. All right, so I'm going to go to area code 312. Hello, 312. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Karen from Chicago.
Oh, hi, Karen from Chicago. What's your question?
I'm wondering if you see work for me coming up, apply with some agencies and
Karen, your vibe is so wonderful that if I had a job for you, I'd hire you right now. And the reason I say that is that there's something about you that is so karmically and naturally karmically aware of how your impact is out there in the real world. And what it's saying is that you're having people undermine your value. So here's the thing. You're going to agencies, and they're making you take a typing test, and they're making you do all this other stuff. And I actually think that you're leaving these agencies feeling as though you're not good enough in some way, because they're making you or you're buying into the fact that they might be making you feel that way. And what this is saying here is that the best way for you to get a job is to go to anyone that is a individual business owner, and I would say within 5 miles of your house, and walk in and say, you know, I can do a variety of amazing things. Are you looking to hire anybody? And you know what I'm getting for you, which is just, I don't know why I'm getting this for you, but I would love it if you decided to be an office manager for a dentist.
Okay.
Or an office manager for an attorney. So where I'm talking an individual business where your skills, because you're so well-rounded, you're naturally good at interacting with people, you're naturally good at sales, you're naturally good at promoting the people that you care about and they know that they're good at what they do. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I think the quickest way for you to get a job, and what I would, your assignment this week is to trust yourself enough to actually start showing up at groups that might feel a little uncomfortable for you. So, and I'll tell you why I'm saying that. This card, the first card I'm pointing to, so tomorrow you're going to be able to see this on the internet, is a card that's called compromise. So you've been getting sort of this oily, squirrely little feeling that people are trying to make you not as valuable as we know you are, all right? This next card, however, is a card of success, and it's connected to a card that's called comparison, and I'm going to put these two cards together for a second. This card is saying by you stepping forward and saying to yourself before you walk in any office to look for a job is that there's nobody in the world like you. I mean, I can say that to everybody out there. Nobody in the world like you, and that because of you being you, it draws the success to you. The other cool thing is that there's a card here on the other side of this, there's nobody in the world like you, is this card of what I don't want to happen for you and what I don't want you to seek out is I don't want someone to pigeonhole you because you are good at a lot of things, but what happens is people tend to put you in a position where you only do one thing, and you are so much more capable than that. So make sure that whatever you do take moving forward is allowing all of your light to shine, not just a little tiny ray of it. Do you see what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. But the big card in your reading right here, and all these other cards are just little tiny little tiny cards. The big card, and I could do your whole reading just from this one card, and it's my favorite card in the whole deck. It's a card called the Fool. The reason I love this card so much is it is the spirit's leap into this body for this lifetime. That's where the Fool starts. That's why the card is indicated with the number 0. It is the card of leaping into this lifetime in total trust that you're here to do magnificent things, all right? So the question I want to ask you, Ms. Chicago, is if money was not an issue and you were filling up your day with something you love, what would that be?
Probably leading, being like a manager, just like you said. I really like authority, a little bit of authority.
Got it. Because I actually think you're good at training. I think that you're a natural at public speaking, and maybe the way to get a job might be to start going to the Toastmasters groups in your area, but I would pick the largest ones. And the reason you want to go to a Toastmasters group is Toastmasters will always let you introduce yourself to the new group. So what I want you to do is stand up and say your name. Hi, I'm Miss Chicago. I really love that you said you were from Chicago, which is why I'm going into that. Hi, I'm Miss Chicago. I'm between successes right now. My background is blah, 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 whatever it is. And I'm looking for my new adventure. So if any of you know anybody, this is what I'd love to do. So what happens is now you turn every single group that you start going to this week into the brain trust for you to find a job. But this is saying right here that you could have a job by the end of June if you just jump into groups and introduce yourself as someone that's between successes right now and you're looking for a new opportunity. You will have people come up to you afterward and ask you.
Okay.
So when people meet you in person, they fall in love with you, and I want you to work that for yourself.
Okay.
All right, gal pal, thanks for the call.
Thank you. Thank you, Mona. Thank you.
All right, see you later. Bye. All right. I'm going to go to area code 509. Hello, 509. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Erica from Washington.
Oh, hi, Erica. What's your question for me today?
Hi. I had a weird experience recently. This guy invited me to a concert. Uh-huh.
Oh, no. Tell me the whole thing. Go ahead.
He invited me to a concert for Tuesday over the weekend, and he pretty much, like, stood me up. I ended up realizing I don't know if he didn't think that he was going to pick me up. Maybe we didn't go into details, but that's just, like, reasonable to me. And his sister and her boyfriend were also going to go. And he never messaged me. Like, I felt like he wasted my time. Like, I got ready for nothing. And I just wanted to know, like, if he was going to apologize or if he was even sorry. Like, did he just end up wanting to go with someone else? Or, like, you know, it was just, like, a last-minute decision. I don't know. That's never happened to me.
Okay. So here's the thing, Erica. I want you to look at this whole experience as a gift, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's a gift because you have found out exactly the depth of this person's or lack of depth of this person's character. So here's what I would do, because I don't want you to passively sit by and go, well, why didn't he call? Why didn't he do blah, blah, blah? What I want you to do is text him and say this. Let's say his name's John. Dear John, you had invited me to go to the concert. I was ready to go to the concert, and then I didn't hear from you. I hope you're okay. That's how I would send it. Because here's the thing, is that when you send a sort of caring message like that, where you say, I hope you're okay, because what you're saying is, I didn't think it would be in your character to stand me up like a dick.
Yeah.
Seriously,
Yeah, I actually did send him a text message when I realized everything. I was biking my time. Please delete my number. And that's all I said. Like, I wasn't going to do it, but I'm the type of person that, like, I will say something if you really, like, just disrespect me or if I feel insulted, you know?
Okay. Well, that's fine. If we had talked before you sent the text, I would have sent it that other way, because I would like to see him explain it himself to you. But then you're in control of the dialogue. By you just saying you're now dead to me, which is basically what you said, he doesn't have a chance to come back and tell you that there might have been something that happened. I'm going to say something really, really outrageous. All right. Right now, I'm about to say something really outrageous. What if, seriously, what if he found out something that he had to take care of right that minute and couldn't explain it? Okay. What if it was something he just couldn't explain, something he was embarrassed by? So by you sending that, we were supposed to get together for that concert. I didn't hear from you. I hope you're okay. If you sent that, then he has an opportunity to explain himself, right? But the way you said it is, thanks for wasting my time. Please delete my number. You leave absolutely no opening at all. But that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. So tomorrow when you go on the internet on www.dbtv.com or on the YouTube channel, you're going to see the cards I picked for you. The first card is the stress. The second card is the group of people that you thought you were going to be involved with is coming up reversed. So that's the brother and the girlfriend, I think you said, and then him and you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what it's saying here is that that's not going to happen now. But the card right in the middle is you receiving your blessings, you telling the truth as you see it, which is what you said to him, thanks for wasting my time, please delete my number. But you really thought this guy had potential because you have the card of you've interacted with this man in many lifetimes. It's not just this lifetime. The thing is he's very drawn to you and he doesn't know why. But the thing is that when he does run into you again, because you're going to see him again, He's going to try and apologize. It's up to you if you want to accept the blessing of his apology. But it's saying mm-hmm. here, there's lots of blessings falling on you, and he's not the only fish in the pond.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that was kind of a really crappy thing to do. And I'm on your team, Erica, mm-hmm. because, you know, you're one of my favorites.
Yeah, we were texting and talking in the morning. I was like, okay, I'm going to get ready. I'm going to jump in the shower. We were in communication for hours until, like, I'm like, okay, so are you on your way? You know, and then after that, I don't know if he just wasn't, because he wasn't driving, or if the other people didn't want it, like the idea. I was like an hour away, but I was on the way to the concert, so it just made, but yeah.
So the only thing I can tell you is that whatever happened, he was either mm-hmm. embarrassed or didn't know how to handle the situation, all right?
Mm-hmm.
That's all you have to yeah. say. Just, I would rather you go into understanding and compassion instead of him mm-hmm. kind of totally throwing him into the graveyard of being a dick. Instead, I think what I'd like you to do is just go, you know what? I'm learning my lesson here. The thing is that the fact that you're not compromising where your heart's going, he did you a favor. So, mm-hmm. but you are going to run into him again, and he is going to have some lame apology. You know, the thing is mm-hmm. that there are some certain things that could happen that are totally excusable. I mean, if mm-hmm. someone had their favorite dog got sick, taking that dog to the vet, it trumps everything, all right? He could have found out mm-hmm. that he had, this is the outrageous thing I was going to say earlier. I'm going to say, he could have found out in the shower he had crabs. That's something you got to take care of right away, right?
Yeah,
I mean, he could have had, there could have been somebody that he had to interact with at this concert for whatever reason that he thought you wouldn't get along with. Whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's why going into just giving someone an opportunity to explain themselves, that's great.
Yeah.
Let them do it. And moving forward, if this ever happens again, which I don't think it will,
yeah.
but if this ever happens again with somebody else, all you do is you ask, what the hell happened?
Okay.
Just saying.
So when
right
he
now, pal,
reaches,
the call. Well, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, so when he reaches out, I think I will be less feisty about it because obviously it's going to be like time. I'm sure he's going to give me some time. So I should just be like, hey, what happened? Or should I even bring it up? Or will he just
well,
be
know,
apologetic
you know, the funny
right
thing
away?
Is, here's, if you're going to bring it up, I would try and make it funny.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I would make it funny would be, you know, so there I was all dressed up like on prom night waiting for you. So what the hell happened? There I was on prom night waiting for my limo. Where were you, dude?
Yeah.
You know, okay. And then you could say, look, you know, people will tell you all kinds of stuff. It's what they show you that's the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
Trust the actions,
yeah.
not the words, because that's where the real deal happens. All right, gal pal, gotta go. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Oh, by the way, you guys, so this program's going to be live. I don't know if we're going to start this Tuesday or next Tuesday, but we're going to actually be doing a live video broadcast of Psychic View, and then I'm going to replay the program Sundays at 9 a.m. And by the way, if you want to be on the queue to actually get on the air to have me answer a question, you have to press the number 1. I see a whole bunch of you here on hold, and you haven't pressed the number 1, so I'm just guessing that you're just listening to the program, and you don't really want me to consider you a choice to be on the air for questions. So any of you on hold right now, if you haven't pressed the number 1, that's what lets us know here in the studio that you want to ask a question. So I'm going to go to area code 773. Hello, 773. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Joellen. How are you?
Oh, hi, Joellen. I haven't talked to you in a long time.
I know. I was trying to sort things out on my own and give other people an opportunity.
Oh,
I was actually wondering if I could make an appointment with you this afternoon. That's what I was.
Bless your little heart. This afternoon's totally booked up. The only thing that I do on Sundays is this radio program, so it's the only day I take off. But I have availability tomorrow.
Okay.
On
Monday. Why don't I?
So shoot me an email.
I'm
going to
give you an opportunity. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll schedule something for tomorrow then.
Awesome. All right. Well, just email me. Just go to my website, mona.vegas. I'm going to put you back on hold so you can listen. That's really sweet of you. All right.
Okay.
I'll put you back
bye.
On hold.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. All right. I'm going to go to area code 702. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Oh, hi. This is Marina.
Oh, hi, Marina. What's your question?
Well, it's about work. I want to know if you see any changes in work.
So it's saying that you work for someone that's not very nice and very scattered. So tomorrow you can either look on YouTube or you can look on WWDB TV and see the cards I'm picking for you. But the very first card is a card. There's a very scattered man or woman that you work for.
It's a
that
woman.
Can get very, okay. She can be very short-tempered. This is also saying she can be kind of, and I can use this word because we hear it out there, but she's kind of a bitch.
Yeah, she is, yeah.
Okay.
I work side by side with her because,
You poor thing. Because here's here's the thing.
It sucks.
Is that she's never been anybody but who she is. But when you try and change anything with her, it pisses her off and it makes her feel out of balance. And then she takes
that's
it out on
sure.
everybody around her, all right? So here's her being unscattered. Here's you trying to just be a great employee. But the advantage, I'm going to save this card for last because it's the major card in your reading. And then she's coming up as when you do things her way, everything's fine. If you try and do things differently at all, what happens is then she gets all weird and off balance and scattered, and she's just hard to work with. She's kind of a bitch.
Yeah.
So
I don't like to work with her, but I have to. Yeah.
All right. Well, here's the thing. All these cards are talking about you getting to the truth of where you are. You no longer like working with her. So one of the things that I would do is I would take all your skills and go, well, where can my skills go in another direction that might be way more, well, profitable, might be a better environment? Because she's not going to fire you at all.
She's not my boss, but we are bartenders, and I work with her certain days. But she's had many complaints, and I don't know what's going to happen with her or I don't know. I just want to ask
So here's the thing, is that the truth of this is, gal pal, is that the major card in your reading is the card that's called Inner Voice. So in my deck, it's called Inner Voice. In traditional tarot, it's called the High Priestess. So what you need to do is adopt the High Priestess vibration, which is magnetic, receptive, kind, feminine, quiet. Just go in, do your job, and don't give your opinion unless someone asks you, all right?
Okay.
The thing is that she is in competition with every single person she works with, and part of the reason that is so uncomfortable is that she knows she's not that well-liked. And so what happens is she's trying to make the best of whatever situation she's in right now, but she's not that well-liked, and she knows it, okay?
Okay.
So the thing is there's a difference between being nice and being polite.
Okay.
Being nice means that and I'm going to give you the difference because I want you to know the vibe. Being nice is somebody that will go over and feed your cat when you go out of town. Being nice is someone that might bail you out of jail. All right? That's being nice.
Yeah.
Being nice is baking somebody cookies. All right? That's nice.
Yeah.
Being polite. Okay. Being polite means that you are friendly and cordial and you allow the other person to save face without you taking anything they do personally. So So the whole right. thing about manners and protocol and being polite is it's mm-hmm. it's a sort of a musical theme that everybody sings the same tune, but they don't mm-hmm. go to sleep with it stuck in their head. You see
okay.
what I mean? So what it's saying is you're not going to be let go because they like you, all right? They like you.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, she's going to be let go, or you mm-hmm. decide that you don't like this environment anymore and you take your experience as a bartender and you decide to mm-hmm. learn more about wine and maybe become a wine representative for a winery that wants to make an impact in Las Vegas, and that you take
mm-hmm.
your skills as a bartender and a mixologist and you do something different with it. Because the way these
okay.
cards are coming up, and I really want you to see these cards tomorrow when they're on the internet, is the way
I
the
will.
Cards are coming up, well, the way I'm kind of going over all these cards at the top, because that's your
mm-hmm.
uncomfortable environment. But then the power
mm-hmm.
card is this inner voice card where you're seeing exactly the environment you're in right now and that you might not want to be in it anymore. And you
mm-hmm.
don't, all
okay.
you do is you go into magnetism, you go into receiving. You go into describing
yeah.
for yourself, what is my perfect job?
Okay.
What's my perfect job? Because
mm-hmm.
it might not be
okay.
this. So if the universe is
yeah.
showing you what you... Okay, hold on a second. Just be quiet for like 10 seconds. If the universe is showing you what you don't want, then you can create what you do want.
Okay.
You see?
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. All right, gal pal. Thanks for finding the
okay.
program. I appreciate your call.
Yeah, thank you, Mona.
See you later.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 214 area code. Hello, 214. What's your question?
Hi. I'm wondering about something having to do with my financial situation. I'm having to make some decisions that could really hurt me financially, but they are the right decisions ethically.
Wow. Wow. Okay. So it's so funny because before I even turn cards over with you, the most important decision connected with money is what is going to heal you, because there's a healing that's connected with this decision, and it may be karmic, it may be ethical, it may be, it might even be painful, but you know it's the right thing to do. All right. So I'm drawing your cards right now, but my immediate gut reaction is that this whole process is a healing for you. And, wow, by the way, I didn't get your first name. What's your first name?
Stephanie.
Stephanie. Okay, I got to tell you this, Stephanie. The experience that you're going through right now would make an amazing screenplay.
Okay.
And it's almost as if you call it the karma of money. All right, sir. Anyway, here's your cards. So there's a deep letting go of something you've put a lot of time into, and it's painful. The new adventure is right here in front of you, and it's a new beginning. But you have to dump the past for that new beginning to happen, and it's all about you taking your happiness seriously. So you already know the right thing to do, gal pal. You already do. Because it's saying it right here in the cards. And I really want you to look on www.dbtv.com tomorrow, because you're going to see my new beginning here. Actually, I'm pointing to that card right now. This is a card that says you're letting go of the past, because the past is not what's going to create your future. What you love moving forward, your skills, your experience that nobody can ever take away from you, is you taking your happiness seriously right here, a deep letting go of something you put a lot of time into, but it's no longer working for you, all right? And then you've got this card of how scary it is for the new adventure, but it actually would be the best thing that happens for you, and over the next year, you're going to see it. So I'm actually incredibly blessed to be able to tell you those things. So, all right, gal pal, thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, you guys, well, the time goes by so quickly. Remember to stay tuned on my website, Mona.Vegas, for all the announcements, including this wonderful new live TV broadcast that I'll be doing here on the wonderful WWDB-TV, bringing Vegas to the world. The nice thing about this wonderful station is that all of the broadcasters are Las Vegas residents. So exploring my program might be how you find out about this station, but you finding out the other amazing hosts on here, including my friend Ricky Cheese, who does her program on Tuesdays at 1 p.m. live, bringing you the best of Vegas. So I'll be back live again next Sunday at 9 a.m., and we will be sending out the broadcast of when I'm doing the video program live here from WWDB-TV, but it will be Tuesdays at noon. I'm not sure if we're starting this week or next week, but it's right around the corner. And thank you and bless you all for tuning in.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas. Or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.